This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Court ordered Israel to end spreading famine in Gaza, demanding it take all necessary and effective action to ensure basic food supplies for the Palestinians there. Reuters correspondent Diane Toh.
The unanimous ruling from the International Court of Justice, Hamas aid agencies say only about a fifth of needed supplies are entering the war-shattered enclave. The World Court judges said in their order, quote, the court observes that Palestinians in Gaza are no longer facing only a risk of famine, but that famine is setting in. The judges said this could be done by, quote, increasing the capacity and number of land crossing points and maintaining them open for as long as necessary. The court ordered Israel to submit a report in a month to detail how it had given effect to the ruling.
That's Reuters' Diane Toh reporting. Russia has vetoed a UN resolution in a move that effectively abolishes the monitoring by United Nations experts of UN sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear program, though the sanctions themselves remain in place. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports heavy equipment has arrived in a Baltimore river to help start clearing debris after the Key Bridge collapse this week.
Crews in Baltimore are getting ready to start clearing wreckage of the collapsed Key Bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says it's the first step in what will be a very long process.
We cannot rebuild the bridge until we have cleared the debris.
A crane has now appeared on site, one of two that'll be used to clear tons of twisted metal and concrete debris, plus the ship that hit the bridge. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath says it's part of a multi-step plan toward the top objective, reopening Baltimore's port. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports in the Pope skipping Good Friday's events to preserve his health ahead of Easter.
The Vatican says Pope Francis skipped the traditional Good Friday procession at Rome's Colosseum, adding to concerns about his frail health during a particularly busy liturgical period. Francis had been expected to preside over the Way of the Cross procession, which reenacts Christ's passion and crucifixion. But just as the event was about to begin, the Vatican announced that Francis was following the event from his home at the Vatican. A statement said Francis is conserving his health for a Saturday vigil and Mass on Easter Sunday. The 87-year-old has been battling what he and the Vatican have described as a case of the flu, bronchitis, or a cold all winter long. I'm Norman Hall.
France says it has asked 46 countries if they can supply more than 2,000 police officers to help secure the Paris Olympics. Organizers are finalizing security planning for the July 26 through August 11th games. The French's capital, first in a century, while on heightened alert against potential attacks. The Interior Ministry said Friday that the request for foreign security assistance was made in January, seeking 2,185 reinforcements, and said the officers are sought for games, security, and what it called the spectator experience, that such assistance is common practice for major international events. Poland's president has vetoed a law on free access to morning after pills for ages 15 above. Details VOA's Alexis Strope.
The office of Poland's president Andrzej Duda says he has vetoed a law that would have allowed over-the-counter access to the morning after pill for girls and women ages 15 and above. He says he was driven by concerns for the health of minors and heeding the voices of parents. Last month, the parliament approved the law that was intended to ease Poland's reproductive regulations, which are among Europe's toughest. A statement on Friday said Duda sent the law back to parliament, but was open to debate on free access to the hormonal contraception pill for those aged 18 and above. The veto means that the pill, called Ella-1, remains available only on prescription. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A federal judge sharply questions the Biden administration's position that it bears no responsibility for housing and feeding migrant children who are waiting for agents in makeshift camps. A Justice Department attorney argued at a hearing Friday in Los Angeles that the children at the camps are not in legal custody. Being in custody would start a 72-hour limit on how long children can be held. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.